learning in the laws of Netilas Yadayim, that's washing one's hands before food. So yesterday in the subsection 1, we discussed the whole reason and when, why we wash our hands before the meal. And here we're going to learn a halacha in subsection Beis. Yesterday we learned only if you eat bread that you make hamotzi on, do you have to wash netilat yadayim. I mean, it's obvious to everybody who does it, we know that by now. But he's going to tell you now that afilu pas gimura imein oichel elapokos mikibeyo beloy kliposo. Even if you're eating regular bread, which means hamotzi bread, but you're eating less than the size of an egg. Again, the size of an egg is without the shell. That's the size. You're eating less than the size of an egg without the shell. Now don't ask. I mean, the size of an egg has been debated and disagreed upon and everything else. But in the halacha, they didn't have all these measuring tools that we have today. They was mostly visual, and it was mostly by physical changes. An egg, an olive, all the shiurim are basically on practical, logistical, whatever you can use. So here, he says, Yeshli's topic, in Tzorich Netilas Yadayim. We're not sure whether you have to wash your hands or not. Lefi, why? Shepachos mikibeitza, eine nikra oichel, le'inyan, tumas oichlim. Because less than the size of an egg, it is not considered a food as regards to the laws of defilement of food. Which means like this, shemipnei zein emetamim ashkim v'oichlim, if you have less than the size of an olive, which is tame, which is defiled, that could not be metame, that could not defile other liquids or other foods and touching it, it doesn't constitute, we don't call that a food, it's not big enough to be called a food if it's less than the size of an egg. Shenemar, because the pasuk, this is in the verse in Bayikra, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph 11:34. Over there it says Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel. From any food that will be eaten, it has to be an edible food. If it's less than the size of an egg, it doesn't constitute an edible food. It's not something that people eat. People don't start to eat for less than the size of the kibetzah. The rabbis did not require that you have to wash your hands when you eat chulin, and they say because you might be eating truma, because the whole reason of washing of the hands is because of the truma, you might be metamid, only it's only for the eating and not touching, which basically means if you touched even less than a kizai, less than a kibeya, if you touched the food less than a kibeya, you would be making it tummy. So why should we not have to wash our hands because we're afraid to mix up between truma and regular and chulin, truma and the chulin, if you're going to touch the chulin? So why do we have a kebeya? Because he said it's only the rabbis instituted as far as the eating goes. And they said that when you're eating something, we're afraid that you might come to eat truma, and a food is only considered if it's a kebeya. Pachos mekebeya, since it's not considered a food as far as tuma, ein achilos chshuva achila until shadayim. There is a question over here. He says whether you have to, if it's less than the size of an egg, whether you have to make a bracha whether you have to wash your hands or not. So what do we do when we're not sure about something? Do it. But here we have a problem, because we need to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha when you're not sure. So therefore you were saying, Yitl yadav leivarech, do it, wash your hands, but don't make a bracha. Because a bracha you have to make only when you're sure. Because if you're not obligated, we're not sure about this halacha, so, and if you're not obligated, then you're just not doing the mitzvah, so you can't make a bracha. So, that's right.
I don't know whether you covered this yesterday or not, but if you take, when you make the motzi of the bread, now if you ate something else that was similar to that, had the same composition, like a babka, it's made the same, except they just put cinnamon and raisins on it, it's the same item.
And when you make a mezonos on it, you're talking about,
Yeah. Then
you won't have to wash your hands.
Well, it's the same thing.
So we covered it yesterday, because he said, at least it wasn't their days like that, it remains that. He says the most use of the grain is within a meal, is with bread, not with babka.
Or with a meal?
Most grains are used as a bread. Okay. I'm not sure if that holds true today, because today they make everything mizonos, today they make all these kind. So I'm not sure if it would qualify today, but that's what he says.
Okay.
But that's the way the rabbis instituted it, so that's the way it remains. Only if it's a motzi, do you have to wash your hand. But that's a very good point. When he said it before,
it's exactly the same product.
And that's what he said. The reasoning was because it's not the main thing that grains are used for. So the chamim only said for the main thing that a grain is used for. And here we have another item, only if it is a size of a kebeya, a fila, a kolshu, tzorich, until it's time for the bracha.
And within what time frame is that one small amount? So in other words, if somebody ate just a little piece,
okay,
and
that's
waited 10 minutes and ate another little piece,
yeah,
does that constitute one meal, or is that separate?
Very good question, very good point. So normally, he didn't say it here yet, but normally, I'm wondering if he's going to talk about this in a minute. Normally, it's a very good point. So you're saying if a person is going to wash, can he make a bracha? Just a very practical question. If a person is going to wash, can he make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim? He's going to eat the size of an egg, or let's say he's going to eat two eggs, size of two eggs, but that's going to be over the whole day. And you're going to eat a little bit at a time. Is that qualified? So no, he didn't say it over here, but he says it many, many other times. The shir is b'chdei achilas pras. It's the amount, what we considered an eating, one sitting, is what it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, half a loaf, which is the equivalent of six eggs, sometimes four eggs or six eggs, depending if there's two opinions of there too. So, usually that would be within 72 minutes, that would be. Within 72 minutes is when the food digests also. That's not a chilas pras, that's the food's digestion. So this is a good question. We have all these questions with regards to Yom Kippur, in how long, if you don't want to drink, in how long you break it up so you don't drink a shear on the time. So it's usually one eating, like a Pesach, that you have to drink the cup or stop eating, or no, but they talk about you have to eat the matzah within an allotted shear. You have to eat the size of a kizayis, size of an olive, within the time frame of achilas pras. That's what you have to eat it for it to be considered to be one eating. 72 minutes has to do with what it takes for the stomach to digest it. That's like considered the end of a meal. So like you can consider it one meal. That's usually considered that one. But in this case, he doesn't say, but I'm going to think that the kizayis has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras. I think it has to be eaten within the time frame that it would take to eat in order for it to be considered to be one eating. Practically, this can be a practical question. Like, let's say you wash on Shabbos. Let's say you're watching what you're eating, you don't want to eat too much challah. So you have a little crumb in the beginning, and then maybe in the end, you make a bracha for that, if you're eating. So you always see that the people that eat right away is like the size, and that's it. And then if they put it away, but you need to eat the shear of a kebeya so that you can make a bracha on the washing. So you make the bracha on the washing, you have to eat a size of a kebaya.
So the
kebaya
is an olive or an egg?
Egg. Okay. A zayis is an olive. Bay is bigger than an olive.
What if you washed your hands?
Chicken egg.
You did it until you die, but there was like a delay between you to eat the bread and you went and you washed your hands because like you went to the bathroom.
So first of all, there's two things. First of all, technically, you should go to the bathroom before even you make the kiddush. That's the right way to do, because one should not, if you're talking about when you're making kiddush, or if there's no kiddush, because these things should be consecutive. On Shabbos, you do kiddush, you should wash your hands, and you should eat the motzah. You're not allowed to interrupt between none of these things. If you're waiting for somebody, for some of the audience to come to the table, that's okay, but, or before washing, you should normally use the facilities. We're going to learn some of the lochas later on, but you should usually use the facilities before you go washing your hands. If you wash your hands and you make a bracha, then you might have to wash your hands again. If you didn't, but then you made a bracha in vain. So you should not really wash your hands and then use the bathroom, but you should use the bathroom and then go wash your hands and then you'll make the bracha. You should make no interruption in general between washing in the hands and eating the meal. This should be right, because the washing hands comes together with eating the meal. Unless you're waiting for the other people to wash their hands so you can make all that motzi together, that's why people will wait. But other than that, you should do it right away. Okay, let's just finish up over here.
Chicken was not totally common anymore. Chicken was a delicacy. That's what Eliezer showed. What was very common were geese.
This is the ducks. Turkey or...
No, there was no turkey in Russia, in Europe. In American Europe. The whole time there was geese. Some very religious people won't eat turkey.
Yeah, because of the shechting, because of the...
No, because it's not in the... It's clearly a biblical animal. It wasn't mentioned. The turkey is... I remember years ago, there were people that wouldn't eat turkey, right? Because it's an American bird. It wasn't a European bird. But in Europe, the duck was the common bird.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you look at pictures from Poland before World War II, flocks and flocks of ducks.
Oh, yeah.
But very few chickens. Because chicken was the delicacy. Yeah. That's why you eat chicken on Friday night and on Yom Kippur. God, you don't eat chicken. Like in America, chickens eat every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we say, so even if you eat any amount, you have to wash your hands. No bracha. For a bracha, you need to eat a kebaya, but any amount would have to wash that. But if you are eating the size of an egg, even if it's put together, your small crumbs, but you're eating a total of a kebaya, yivarach until you die. Even though they would not be combined for a kebaya for tumas oichlim, in other words, to be metame something else, you need it to be a chunk. You can't have it small pieces. To be metame other food, we could be. Since he's eating, he puts into his stomach, his intestines, the amount that's called oichel, which also that amount is considered to be even though it doesn't literally, it's not practically going to be metam because it's perurim. Then it's considered to be shir for until zidayim. But if you're holding your hand a big piece, which is the size of the egg, the yosher or more, but you're eating less than a kebeya. So technically, that would be metame because it's the size, and it's more than a kebeya. But still, yitul b'le bracha, you should wash without bracha. Since he's not eating the amount that is called oichel into masoichel. Again, he doesn't say here clearly. The question you ask, in within what period of time? He says you're bringing into your stomach the amount of a kebeya, which is considered tumas oichlim. But when within it doesn't say it. I'm surprised. Maybe you'll say a little later on.
Probably within the meal.
Okay, so now Okay, so this will be the lochdim, and then we'll discuss. We're out of time here. Then we'll discuss later on about, you see, sometimes you wash your hands before vegetables, especially when it comes to the Pesach Seder. You see that people wash their hands again. So this is going to be the next halacha. We'll leave it for tomorrow.